Okay, so I'll begin at the beginning. I bought it here in Santa Barbara for my daughter, who also played the piano, and she had had other pianos, but I had at that time a very contemporary home. And when I went to buy the piano, that particular piano was marked down in price because people had bought it and they were moving into Bonnie Mead and they couldn't get it up the elevator. So I got a discount price and I love white. I have a propensity for white. So my living room was white and it was perfect to fit in this very contemporary, and it was a gallery style. At that time I was married to an artist and we had giant paintings all over. He is a very well-known artist. And so I bought the piano and then my daughter took piano lessons, and she was decent at the piano. She had been very good as a young child, but there had been a hiatus of no piano, so she wasn't as good, but she wanted to play again, so she took lessons. And then she went to acting school in LA, and it turned out that she had a brain tumor. And so she now is left hand impaired because of the removal of the tumor, that she can no longer play the way she used to play. So about that time, I moved to Israel and I took the piano with me.
To Israel.
Yes,
How long
along with
ago was
other
this?
things. This was 1995.
Okay.
So I moved to Israel, took the piano with me along with other furnishings. And well, actually, I hadn't planned to take it with me, but things just fell that way. So I took it with me, and I lived on the fourth floor, right in the center of the old city of Jerusalem. And a Russian carried it up on his back up the stairs. There are these
One
Russians
person.
from a very famous village in Russia who can carry 5,000-pound safes on their back. You can look it up, Google it, and see what you can find out about them. So he carried it up on his back, and we set it up. And I don't play the piano. I mean, I could play a little, but not much. So I was hoping people would play. Well, then a young lady who needed a place to stay, I took in for 2 months. She was a Christian Arab, and she would play the piano. She was British. She was a Britisher, and partly deaf. So it was interesting. She could play the piano beautifully.
Wow.
So I had somebody to play it. And then I moved back to the States, and I had to bring the piano all the way back with me because in Israel there's so many pianos
Yeah.
because of all the Russians who have moved to Israel, who are famous, and they sell them because they get broke. And so pianos are a dime a dozen.
Wow.
But the white piano, then, when I moved back, I had a house that was French style. And I tend towards modern, if you know what modern is, a style of architecture.
Yeah.
And so I had a piano room in my other house, and I have a friend who is a his father was, what's his name? A Hart, not Hart, was it Hart? Rodgers and Hammerstein, who are famous musicians of wrote a lot of musicals in the old days. He's the grandson, and so when he would come over, he would play it.
Wow.
So it's nice because he's a very accomplished musician. But I never had any, really fine concert pianists play it. My son used to play it. My son is a musician, as I said, he's on. But he doesn't play that kind. He doesn't play classical. He plays rock. And he plays it just from, he makes it up. I mean, he just has
He's
a knack with making up things and puts
improvising.
it together. My daughter, on the other hand, was very classical and everything. So they were very different musicians. But I brought them up both to to appreciate music.
Yeah.
And my uncle was a musician and a he wrote classical music.